Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the John White Project. I am your host, John White. And on today's episode, we're just doing a follow-up to, I guess, 2 episodes ago. I was telling everyone about my blood work and things like that. So I just want to say good news. Blood work came back and it was reading what it was supposed to read. The PSA levels are undetectable and the testosterone levels are undetectable. Now, what that means is they can't read any prostate-specific antigens, so that's good. That means that, at least for now, the cancer is in check. Don't want to be too excited. And unfortunately, it also means that my testosterone is low and I'm going to have to deal with being tired for a little while longer. I also went in and spoke with the nurse at work, and I'm going to get an extension on the 8-hour modified working hours that I'm doing now, as opposed to going back to the 12-hour rotating continental shifts. Because my testosterone is so low, I can barely make it through an 8-hour shift now. So I told her that there's no way that I could make it through a 12-hour shift, let alone a 12-hour rotating days and nights. My doctor did write me a note saying the same thing. So at least for now, I've got 6 months. That'll bring us into May of the 8-hour modified shift, which I'm rather happy about. It's kind of nice not working 12 hours, and it's nice not rotating as well. Like I've said before, my shifts are from 7 to 7. So it's 7 in the morning till 7 at night, or it's 7 at night until 7 in the morning. And it's just kind of a messed up shift. We work Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Now that's the beginning of our shift. Then we get Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off. Then we work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we get the Monday off. And then we go back on the Tuesday night, the Wednesday night, the Thursday night. And then we get the Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And then we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, day shift. And then we get 7 off. Now, the 7 off is nice, don't get me wrong. And we only work half the month, so there's 30 days. We're only working maybe 14 days. It's great, but they're very long hours. And really, when you're doing 4 nights in a row or you're doing 4 days in a row, that fourth day, you're on autopilot and the stuff can go by you that you normally would catch. But that's okay because I've got another 6 months reprieve. So yay me. And thanks to the doctor. And you know what? Thanks to the nurse at work because she was pretty understanding. And I think she's going to fight for my cause on this one as well. Going back to the 12-hour days or nights, she said I could probably go and do, start 9 hours for the month, and then 10 hours for the next month. So, and then I have to talk to the doctor about going back to rotating. As I'm on Effexor, I'm on a pretty high dose of Effexor. That might have something to do, that might cause problems with rotating shifts, as well as my diabetes. I mean, I'm type 2 diabetes. It's not as bad as being type 1, but I mean, it's taken me a year to get my blood sugar levels like totally under control. And we don't want to mess that up by rotating around the clock and just messing up the system completely. So I'll keep you tuned for that. I have another blood test in 6 months. The doctor told me that he's expecting my testosterone levels will go up to an acceptable normal level, and I should be getting my strength back and less mood swings and things like that. As this was my 6th month blood test, now this was 6 months after my last Lupron shot, we knew that the PSA was going to be down and we knew that the testosterone was going to be down. But he's expecting within the next 6 months that the testosterone levels will come back up and that I should be able to return to more normal working hours, less tiredness throughout the day, and less mood swings, less hot flashes. And with the less mood swings with the testosterone going out of my system, then maybe we can start lowering the dose of Effexor. Now, I still have to talk to my family doctor about that, but I'd sure like to get off as many medications as I possibly could. I'm sure for those of you who are on medications, you're always striving to get off them, but sometimes, yeah, it just doesn't happen. You know, I might never get back to 100% John White, which was difficult to hear because I'm normally that upbeat kind of 100% all in, you know, glass half full kind of guy. And even to hear that, you know, you might be like 90% back to normal. I was disappointed that the 10% might not come back, but that's in the future. We'll have to see how that goes. Coming up in the next year, my next podcast will have Joy on it. Again, like I said, and funny enough, you know, the most downloaded episode of the podcast was the one with Joy on it. And I thought, what a way to end the John White project for 2021, than with the most highest rated guest I could have, my lovely wife. You know what? Be honest with yourself. Be true to yourself. Love one another. Remind yourself of that.